left off discussing the Chakir of Reb Chaim, quoted in Reb Chaim al Hashas and Daf Nun Dalet in Masechta. The Gemara tells us very, very clearly that the meaning of the pasuk Lekach Lisha is as a result of Yibo Nasis Ki Isha Lechadava. But to what extent is that considered to be an inherent part, a necessary condition of Yibum, that one cannot envision Yibum without Ishus? Or can argue not necessarily. This is a critical, critical consequence of Yibum. In principle, one could envision that Yavamu Yavaleha could apply even without the Chalos Ishus, but the Torah tells us that that is not the case, that a Totsah of Yibum is indeed Nasis ki ishto l'chadavar, but perhaps it does not necessarily have to be so. Typically that is true, but it is not a precondition for the mitzvah of Yibum in and of itself. Well, Reb Chaim points out that from our sugya and Daf Gimel Beis, perhaps it would seem as though Tfisas Kedushin is not essential, because after all, we know l'maskana, clearly that if there is an Isser Erva, there is no Yibum, there is no Chalitza, but the Gemara is bothered, why is it even necessary to have a pasuk ketelot? That's true. What would the Havamin indeed have been? The Gemara suggests, well, look, we have a principle of Esed Ochalos, I say. And if one is willing to assume Esed Ochalos as a Sheish Bokaris, so I would have said that even if there is an Isser Erva, that does not serve as an impediment that prevents the mitzvah of Yibum, Yibum indeed could be performed. The only question is that true? If we're going to limit the klal of Esed Ochalos, say, to simply a typical Avanat Kares, therefore that would not be a valid Havamin. But Reb Chaim is bothered. And let's assume you would argue that Esed Ochalos is Shvokaris. What would that mean? That there is a mitzvah Yavamu Yavaleh. What would the effect of that Yibum be? Would it be literally Nasis Ki Yishul Ochadavar? That would be a Chalos Yishus? And that would really mean that in the cases of our Mishnah, for example, imagine right, a father, a daughter, a mother, there would be Tfisas Kedushin. There would be Tfisas Kedushin. Doesn't that fly in the face of an impossibility? There is no Tfisas Kedushin Ba'arayos. And if the Gemara suggests that Yibum could be fulfilled al Yidei Esed Ochalos, I say, maybe that would indicate it's true. Typically speaking, when it comes to the case of Yibum Nasis Kishol Chadavar, but that is not a necessary condition. The mitzvah of Yibum can be fulfilled without, and therefore, a Havamina indeed of an Esed Ochalos, I say. The difficulty, Reb Chaim points out, is as follows. We spend significant time discussing what happens if you're not dealing with an Isser Erva, but you're dealing with Chavei Lavin, or Chavei Esei, or Chavei Lavin Ve'esei. Is it possible to have a mitzvah of Yibum? So clearly, Sugyan Davchav is that yes. There we would argue when it comes to cases of Chavei Lavin and Amana Min Ha'iris and the Kohen Gadol, Esei Dochalos Esei. Esei Dochalos Esei. And what happens if you're dealing with an Isser Esei? Ooh, Machlokas Rishonim. If you're dealing with a lav and an essay, okay, right. There we assume ain essay dochalos essay ve essay. Okay, but the chia would indeed work. And in a case of chayvei lavin midarai si yes, it's only a din rabbanan gozer be rishona atu biyashnia. Okay, the poshub shat megmar is as follows: that there's an absolute clash, and it's ef shalakayim shnehen, and you have to resolve that clash. In one corner you have the mitzvah of Yibum. Another corner you have an Isra Haman Lakoin Gadol. So how do you resolve that? Because if you could resolve that, we're going to learn when it comes to Esed Ochalos Esei, maybe you have to seek resolution. Seek resolution. After all, if you're dealing with Dechia, so isn't it clear that Efsha Lakayim Shneim, Sarech Lakayim Shneim? So apparently the fact that the Gemara says Esed Ochalos Esei seemingly indicates that, you know what, there's no way you can fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum without violating the law, and now you have to come on to an Esed Ochalos Esei, and that's going to be a very limited heter, that's only going to allow Bir Rishona, maybe even Tchilas Bia, and no more. Why exactly is that so obvious, that the mitzvah of Yibum cannot be fulfilled without violating these Yisurim? What exactly is the background? Kedushin Dabayin Ches. When the Torah tells us the following, you know, sometimes lo yikach, lo sikach, what exactly does that mean? Sometimes it's clear it's talking about the Yisur Bia. No? You saw the Gemara. We're talking about the case of Achos Isha, Lo Sika. Don't marry? What do you mean don't marry? There's no Tfisas Kedushin. Obviously, Lo Sika means it's an Isser Bia. It means it's Gili Arayas. There's an Isser of Kares. There, Lo Sika clearly means Bisha Ela Chosa Lo Sika. What does that mean? You're married to a woman. and you go ahead and you involve yourself with a sister-in-law, marriage, but kesef kedushin? Kesef kedushin? There is no tfisas kedushin. There clearly, lakicha means a maisabiyah, a whenever the Torah uses lakicha in the context of chavikrisos or chavinisos, it means an iserbiyah. It doesn't mean kidesh, kidesh. Kidesh is meaningless. There's no tfisas kedushin. What happens if you're dealing with cases where there would be tfisas kedushin? For example, chavilavin. We have some like Shem Naftinim, like that. In those cases, there is tfisas kedushin. So now I can raise the following issue in that context: whether you're dealing with chavi lav regarding a kohen, whether you're dealing with chavi lav of Yisrael, when the Torah says lo yikach lo, so what exactly does that mean? What is the role of kedushin? Kedushin, you know, is it an iser of issues? Is it an iser of bia? Do you require both? So that is an incredible machlokas abayin rabban the sikh kedushin lav ayin ches. Where Abayi says the following, that you should realize that there are independent Yisurim, Kidesh and Baal, Kidesh and Baal. And guess what? When you're dealing, for example, with the case of Yisurei Kohuna, as an example, Kiddush Lokeh. If all there is Yishus, there's Malkus Daraisa, that's the violation of Lo Yikach. Wow, Lo Yikach there means you cannot marry. You cannot marry. As opposed to when it comes to Arayas, it means Yisurei Bia. But here, a coin and a grusha, lo yikach. Therefore, kidesh loke, kidesh loke. What about ba'al? Ba'al loke, Abayi says. After all, the pasuk says lo yikach, and the pasuk says lo yichalo. So therefore, each one independent, which runner the chi of Malkus. And we pass him like Rava, and Rava disagrees. Rava says the following, that you know what? Ni kidesh ba'al, kidesh ba'al. If lo ba'al in a loke, what exactly does that mean? That ma tam lo yikach, nishum lo yichalo. Wow. So that's a fascinating shita of Rava that we require Kideshu Ba'al. Kideshu Ba'al. And two incredible deyas in Ritva. Well, does Rava agree with the minion of Malkus? Abayi says that, you know what? In Kideshu Ba'al, you get two sets of Malkus. And Rava disagrees and says the following, no, that's not true. In order to get Malkus, you require Kideshu Ba'al. And Kidesh ain't a loke. Kidesh ain't a loke. And what happens in Kiddushu Baal according to Rava? Wow, today it's in Ritva. Ritva says the following, that you know what? Maybe it means only one set of Malkus. Only one set of Malkus. Wow. Or maybe one could argue, no. There is no machlokes between Abayi and Rava in a case of Kiddushu Baal with Lokachas, Lokishtayim. There are two sets of Malkus. There is a fundamental machlokes, Kiddush in a vacuum. Abayi says Malkus, and Rava says not yet, not yet. But in a case of Kiddush Baal, wow, Lokishtayim, wow, 2 days in Ritva, Mufur Shantosus, from the Sea of Imadeis, two sets of Malkus. You know, what does it mean to say only one set of Malkus? You need Kiddush Baal, Kiddush Baal. Pashup Shab Kiddush Baal means the following, that Kiddush simply is the condition of. In order to violate the Isra of Baal, you require Kiddush. Why exactly is that true? Well, I'll tell you the following. When you speak about, you know, a ma'isabiyah, what type of ma'isabiyah is that? It can be a random act of a biasnus. Or maybe one could argue, no, not necessarily. You know what? Here we're referring to a bia of issues. A bia of issues. Not a bia of znus, but rather a bia of issues. Of issues. So if the pasuk says a kohen cannot go ahead and marry a grusha, a kohen cannot marry a grusha, so the issues will culminate in bia, but it is a bia of issues. So obviously it requires kidesh. Wow. And maybe that's exactly the kiddush. Wow. Or to argue that now even Rav agrees that both indeed are necessary. Both are necessary. It's just that kiddush alone is not going to generate the chiyuv of Malkus in themselves. And that is the kiddush of the Rambam when it comes to cases of chavei lavin. That the Rambam writes, here we pass from like Rav, that you require Kiddush Ubaal. You take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Tezvav Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes, there's an Issur Lav, Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. You know how you violate that Lav with the Chiyuv of Malkus? Kiddush Ubaal. You know how to translate that pasuk? That a Yisraelis cannot marry a Mamzer. Well, that's the Rambam. Translate the pasuk. Because in Arayos, it's an Issur Bia. In Chavilav, then it's Kiddush Ubaal. Why do I distinguish? Because in Chavilav, there's Tfisas Kedushin. So therefore, that's exactly what the pasuk means. The pasuk does not mean you cannot marry your daughter. There is no tfisas kedushin. That's Yisurei Bia. But in Chavi Lavin, absolutely yes. Is this a chiddush? Isn't this the Gemara? It's a very great chiddush, no? because that sugya in Kedusha Vayim Ches is not talking about Bisser of Mamzer. They're Chavi Lavim like Mamzer. There's Chavi Lavim of Ammonium Oavi. There the Rambam writes, you require Kiddush Shabbat and Kiddush Lobal. Ain't a loke. And that's what the Ravid is not saying. The Ravid says, Talos Gedolehi. Talos Gedolehi. When it comes, for example, to Yisurei Kahuna, yeah, a Kohen can't marry a Gerusha. Rabbi says you need Kidei Shabbal, that's clear. Kidei Shabbal. Lo Yikach means Likuchin, that means Ishus. You need Bia for the Gemar Ishus, but the Isra is marrying, marrying. I understand. That's Kidei Shabbal. When it comes to Mamzer, the Pasuk says Lo Yikach. The Pasuk says Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem. Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem. That the Rabbi writes a straight Yisurei Bia. That is not dependent in any shape or form on Kedushin, on Kedushin at all. You have a Bas Yisrael who can go ahead and marry anyone, and the Zer will be Zerakasher. And she goes ahead and she has a Maisa Bia with a Mamzer. You know what? And if a Vlad will be produced as a result of Maisa Bia, you're being Marba Mamzer of Yisrael. So that's exactly what the Rav writes, Shlo Yaba Mamzerus of Yisrael. And therefore, for that you need Kidesh. For that you need Kidesh. Certainly, certainly not. So that's a very fundamental machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid. Is this true universal when it comes to Chavilavim? Or do you argue, no, this is true when it comes to those Chavilavim that are dependent on Ishus, for example, the case of a Kohen and a Grusha, and they're like, wow, that's something which is pretty, pretty stunning. And we assume that at least at times, according to Rambam, even those other cases as well, you require Kidesh, Kidesh Shuba'al, Kidesh Shuba'al. And I'll ask you the following question. What does Kidesh Shuba'al mean? Kiddush Shabbat mean. So maybe Posh of Shabbat simply mean the following. You know what? There's Shnei Chelkei Ha'aveir. There's Shnei Chelkei Ha'aveir. You know, you go through Tariq Mitzvos, there's certain Mitzvos, there's certain Averos, that, you know what? They require multiple acts. Multiple acts. A Mitzvah requires this and that. A Mitzvah requires this and that. What exactly does that mean? We discussed in the past, the Ram has a single Mitzvah of Truma. No? One Mitzvah of Truma. One Mitzvah of Maisa. What exactly does it mean it's one Mitzvah? What do you mean it's one Mitzvah? When I go ahead and I instruct you, what do I do? You know what? I'm going to tell you, you have to engage in hafrasha, and you have to engage in nesina. No? You have to be mafresh, and then the hafrasha is followed by nesina. Hafrasha and nesina, fascinating. But the Rambam writes it's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. Well, that's against the Ramban. The Ramban writes there should be two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam writes, no, one mitzvah. One mitzvah. What is the mitzvah exactly? What's the mitzvah of Truma? You know what? I'll tell you three possibilities. All the possibilities are very cogent, not for today, but you know what? Wow, you have to work on it. No? Maybe one possibility is as follows. It's a mitzvah safrasha. It's a mitzvah to yimafrish truma. Yimafrish truma, what do you do with it? What do you do with it? You have in your rishus, mamon hashevet, mamon kohen. So you know what? You have to make it accessible to the kohen. You have to give it to the kohen. Make it accessible to the kohen. Now, you have maybe the mitzvah safrasha. Once you're mafrish truma, of course, necessarily, it belongs to the kohen. Maybe I'll tell you the opposite is true. Maybe the mitzvah is a mitzvah sinsina. Tite no what? Truma. Well, obviously, you have to be mafrish. If you're not mafrish, you don't have the truma to fulfill the mitzvahs nesina. Wow, so one could understand. You know what the Ram counts it as one mitzvah? It's a mitzvah safrasha. It's a mitzvah nesina. And I'll tell you a pashup shah. No. There are two chelke ha-mitzvah. There's a mitzvah safrasha and there's a mitzvah nesina. Sometimes you have mitzvahs that have two elements to them, two elements. Do I have to say that the hafrasha is at the heksher mitzvah? A heksher nesina? Do I have to say all the Nesina is allowing the Kohen access to that which is rightfully his? What do you mean? Maybe I can argue that there too. Chelke HaMitzvah. Here, when it comes to these types of Yisuridiyah, Rabbi says, I insist on Kidei Shubal. Kidei Shubal, I will tell you, Poshub Shah, means that there are Shnei Chelke HaAveira. There is Kidesh, and there is Baal. Kidesh, they're not independent, but each one is going to generate an independent Chiyuv Malkus. But in order to violate the Isser of Grusha Lakohen, you know what that means? Kidei Shuba'o. Kidei Shuba'o. Well. Maybe one could suggest something very, very differently, and that's the following. It's Yisurei Bia. It's Yisurei Bia. Okay. But what type of Yisurei Bia? What type of Yisurei Bia? Right. When it comes to Arayos, it's an Yisurei Bia. When it comes, for example, to Chavi Lavim, well, I'll tell you the following Chiddush. It's not just a random Maisa Bia. The Isser that the Torah is addressing, with the Chi of Malkus, is a Bi of Ishus. A Bi of Ishus. So obviously you require Kidesh Shuba'ah. You require Kidesh Shuba'ah. You require Kidesh because without that it's a Bi Asnus. Bi Asnus is terrible. But that's not what the Torah is addressing in Parshas Emor. when the Torah speaks about an illicit marriage of the Kohen. There are other Yisurim to talk about, as we discussed, Liyakadesh, Osiyakadesha. The Torah is not there discussing a Bias Nus. The Torah is discussing inappropriate marriage, and therefore the Torah tells us, according to Rava, that yes, that is Isuri of Yishus, that obviously requires Kidesh, require Kidesh. I'll tell you like a fascinating possibility, but one could envision different cases. You know, the Torah tells us in Parshas Kiseitzim, and the Chavkim obeys, that Lo Yavu Psuadaka, Ukro Shavcha, the Kalashem. There's an Isra Psuadaka. We're not going to get that far, no, but as you plow through the Masechta, no, that Ayinet, no, the Sugya Psuadaka, complicated Sugya, no, Psuadaka. Okay. What is a Psuadaka, what is not? It doesn't mean a person who, you know, hormonally is sterile or impotent. It means that the Gid is impaired, the Gid is impaired. So you know what? If a person's a psuadaka, a person is krushavcha with many, many details, you know what? The Torah tells us that there's an issa. Lo yavu b'kalashem. Lo yavu b'kalashem. Well, yavu b'kalashem. Okay. There, the Rambam also indicates, no, the Rambam, minichas yisrei biya, perkta zayin, halacha aleph, perkta zav, halacha beis, you know, kidei shuba'o. Kidei shuba'o. Kidei shuba'o. In order to get Malkus Daraisa for Psuadaka, yeah, Chavi Lavin, Lo Yavo, Kidei Shabao, Kidei Shabao, Kidei Shabao. What exactly does that mean? To Chelke HaAvera, Kidei Shabao. The woman went ahead and married a Psuadaka, and then had a Maisadi with a Psuadaka. Okay, Kidei Shabao, that certainly is true. Let me ask you the following. What about this? Take a look at that Sugya now. Ooh, Ayin Hey. What about Nasep Suadaka la Achar Nisuin? The marriage was 100% beheter. And something happened subsequently that rendered that person the Suadaka. Poshubshat, Mefurish and Shiltas, Kufnan Beis. They're not allowed to remain married. It doesn't just simply mean you can't, from step one, marry a Suadaka. That's something that, you know what? You're married, and all of a sudden, the Baal becomes a Tzidaka, that's problematic. That, for whatever reason, that's problematic. Becoming a Tzidaka. Okay? That means, you know, there'll be Chavi Lavi. You know, in that case, just as an example, in that case, we need Kiddush Baal. It's not a Nisuznus. It means you can't be married to a Tzidaka. Kiddush. The Kiddush was 10 years ago, the Heter Gamor. You know, the person says, he was my Masada Kedushin, but how holier can you get? No, the answer is, yeah, but Kiddush Baal. The Kiddush is 100% beheter. 100% beheter. But you know what? The Biyat is the Biyat Ishus with a Psuadaka. In such a case, you know what? Roshibshat, that's also, that meets the requirement of Kiddush Baal. That it's not just simply considered to be necessarily to Chelke HaAvera, but maybe not. And maybe one has to distinguish between different types of cases. You know, I mentioned just a few minutes ago, Tosus, no, but let's see, Daf Yudin Abeis, no? Tosus has stunning tradition. That's the sugya of Ein Shliach Ledvar Avein, but Metzid Daf Yudin Abeis. So the Gemara raises something incredible. The Muskel Rishon is Ein Shliach Ledvar Avein. Okay, that's clear. Okay, good. What happens if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuv? Why should that make a difference? Maybe one possibility. If what's driving Ein Shliach Ledvar Avein is, you know what? Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Meishomim. Why are you listening to me? Kadosh Baruch Hu told you not to do this, and you're listening to me to do this. No, so the Mishaleach says, like, come on, you know, when I said jump off the bridge, I really didn't mean you should jump off the bridge. Like, how can you, you know? What happens if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuv? He's not a Bar Chiyuv at all. What's the example? The Gemara has a couple of examples, no? The first example of the Gemara, Kohen, Sha'amah Yisrael, Sei V'Kadesh Li Isha Grusha. This Kohen wants to marry a Grusha. The Kohen can't marry a Grusha. Yeah, but what do you mean? Kedushin Kedialidei Shliach, Kedushin of Emalev. So a Kohen goes ahead and appoints a Shliach, interesting, Yisrael. Yisrael is not included in the Yisurei Kohuna. So the Kohen goes ahead and appoints Yisrael as a Shliach, Seva Kadeshli Isha Isha Grusha. What would you say? Yesh Leach, Rein Shleach, Adarvei. The Yisrael is not included in this Yisrael Yikach. No? So Ravina says Yesh Leach. Ravina says, B'chi HaGavni Yesh Leach. We're going to pin everything on the Mishaleach. And Rav Sama says, no, even in such a case. Ein Shleach Ledvaradei. Ein Shleach Ledvaradei. Wow. So that's where Tosfos is Vavit. Question one. Tosfos says, L'may Nafkamina. Whether Yesh Shleach or Ein Shleach Ledvaradei. What difference does it make? L'may Nafkamina. No? I would have said the following, that look, if you hold Yesh Shleach Ledvaradei, we're going to fault the Mishaleach. No? So Tosfos says we're going to give Malkus to the Mishaleach, the Kohen, for this marriage. No? We're going to give Malkus for the Kohen for this marriage. What do you mean, Tosfos says? We pass them like Rava, the Kidesh ain't a loke. There's no Malkus for Kedusha. So what exactly are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? Ravina says, in such a case, Yesh Shleach Ledvaravera, and therefore we are going to pin the blame on the Kohen, the Mishaleach. Therefore what? Oh, lav daraisa, loke. What do you mean? Tosfos says, we hold like Rava, that kidesh ain't a loke. Wow. Oh, so that's what Tosfos says. Oh, like that day in the Ritva? You're right, there's no Malkus yet. But when the Kohen goes ahead and Baal, how many Malkus is he going to get? Baal, of course. But is he going to get the Malkus for Kidesh? Oh, that's what Tosfos writes. If Yola Gravini Eishlech Advaravir Lokeshtayim, he's going to get the Malkus when Baal for Kidesh and Baal. Lokeshtayim. Wow. If you hold like Rav Sama, Eishlech Advaravir, meaning he's only going to get the Malkus for Baal, he's not going to get the Malkus for Kidesh. Kidesh, Eishlech Advaravir. Wow. That's what Tosfos writes. So you see a Kiddush Akoria Tosfos? Number one is that everybody agrees that Kedushin is Chal. Okay. And Tosfos assumes that even according to Rav Kiddush Shobal, it just means as of yet there's no Malkus for Kiddush, but there will be eventually. And therefore, talk about two different sets of Malkus. So if you hold Yesh Shleach Ledvaravera Ravina, the coin gets two. Hold like Rasama, the coin only gets one. But you know what I will tell you according to this Tosfos? That's against my Lundus. That's against my Lundus of Suadaka. Wow. Who says that? Ooh, the inner motion, the footnote in Simon Yud. No? Wait a second. What does Rav Sama say? Ein Shleach Ledvaravera. So what does Ein Shleach Ledvaravera mean? They're married, but we're not going to give the coin the Malkus for the Yikach, because Ein Shleach Ledvaravera... Wait a second. If you say that there are two Chelkei HaAvera, Kidesh and Baal, oh, that's good. Can I transfer the Avera of Kidesh to the Kohen? But if you're telling me that, no, Kiddush just sets the stage, that it's not a Bias Nus, it's a Bia of Ishus, and if it's a Bia of Ishus, that generates a Chiyuv of Malkus, so good you hold that in Shleach Ledvaravera, but the Bia is not a Bias Nus, the Bia is a Bia of Ishus, violated by the Kohen, you should get Malkus. The Mimosha writes, whoa, that you see according to that Tosfos Metzia that the Lamdus of Kiddush Shabbat is Kiddush Ba'avera and Baal Ba'avera. Not that the real Isser is a B of Ishus, and obviously that's predicated on Kiddush. No? Think about that. No, take a look. Ooh, that's Tosfos's first teretz. You know what the second teretz of Tosfos is? A Bamsha. What is Tosfos bothered by? A coin who goes and says to yourself, "Say the kaddish lisha grusha." Oh, is there shlichus or zanat? Ravina says, "Yes, shliach." Rosana says, "Ein shliach." Tosfos is bothered. What's the difference? No, because after all, kiddush doesn't have any malchus whatsoever. Also, Tosfos says, "No, not yet, but eventually will be." And it's the coin lokish time. Okay, that's the nafkamina. That's important nafkamina, the meaning of malchus. You ready for the second term of Tosfos? Tosfos blows you away. Now, whoa. And you know what? Chazon Ish writes that halachically passed like the second day of Tosfos. According to Ravina, Yesh Shleach Ledvaravera. According to Rav Sama, Ein Shleach Ledvaravera. Good? You with me? L'may Nafkamina. Tosus, Malchus, Malchus. No. Let me tell you a much more basic nafkamina. You ready for this? You'll jump, no? Are they married? Forget about Malchus. Are they married? If you hold Yesh Shliach LeDvar Aveira, they're married. If you hold Ein Shliach LeDvar Aveira, you know what Ein Shliach LeDvar Aveira means? Ein Shliach LeDvar Aveira. It means the Torah does not recognize Shlichus LeDvar Aveira. If the Torah doesn't recognize Shlichus LeDvar Aveira, so when this Kohen tells Yisrael, be my Shliach, say the Kadesh Lisha Grusha, the Torah says that's nonsense, that's meaningless. There's no Tfisas Kedushin, and they're not married. They're not married. Whoa, that. According to the first day of Tosus, everybody agrees they're married. It's just a question of who bears the guilt for the marriage. It was authorized by the Mishaleah. It was performed by the Shliach. Okay, I understand. According to the second day of Tosus, Ein Shliach LeDvar Aveira means the Torah does not recognize Shlichus at all. If a Kohen marries a Grusha, they're married. If a Kohen marries a Grusha al Yedei Shliach, Ein Shliach LeDvar Aveira means that's meaningless. They're not married at all. That's incredibly heavy, no? Whoa. That requires a separate shiur with whoa. I'll tell you an incredible Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish had many kulas and shvias. But the Chazon Ish was very against the heter mechir. Very against the heter mechir. Now, just in a wholesale way to sell off your land to Arabs, you know, they sell it. The Chazon Ish writes the following. You know what? If a farmer will go ahead and sell his field to an Arab for Shemitah, you know what? The Mechir is Chal, but I'll tell you that's Nisr Lo Sechaneh. But it's Zer Dachav. You're not supposed to give non-Jews a stronghold in Eretz Yisrael. So I would have told the farmer, don't do it, but it's Chal. You know what Chazon Ish writes? The farmers. The farmers don't sell their land to the Arabs. This is all done through the Rabbanut. The Rabbanut, Shlichus. Oh, the Chazon Ish writes, Ein Shliach LeDvar Aveira. Therefore, you know what the psak of the Chazon Ish, not that the Heter Mechir is aser, Heter Mechir is not binding. It's not chal. Because one cannot sell off your karka to a non-Jew, so therefore, he writes, we pass like the second hand Tosfos of Ein Shliach LeDvar Aveira. It means there's no shlichus. It's not aser mut, it's not chal. The Rabbanut will sell the field to the Goyim, it still belongs to the Jew. Still belongs to Jews during Shemitah. No? Like that's pretty heavy. No? Not a question of mutaras, or a question of the chalos. That's the two days in Tosus. That's pretty striking. No? But these are the days in Tosus about the Kiddush Shabbat. That's pretty heavy. How do you understand the cases of Kiddush Shabbat? That the Kiddush is Bichlal Avera? Or no, the Kiddush is just a condition. The Isser is a Bia Vishu, so it requires issues. So if it requires issues, it requires Kiddush Shabbat. Baal Shlomi Skeras issues. That's not the Isser. And the Rambam writes that true when it comes to Mamza as well. The Rabbi disagrees and says, no, that's only true when it comes to a Kohen and a Grusha. But that's not true when it comes to Mamza. That's Nisr Bia. Wow. You know what? I'll tell you another angle to this whole discussion will be as follows. You know what? Ooh, this is the Ritva, not Sigi, Kiddush Havayin Ches. Kiddush Shabbat. What does that mean? So according to Rabbi Kiddush, no, not yet. Step A, yes, but you step B, that's step B. Ritva's valid. Why isn't that called Hasra Safik? No? A Kohen goes ahead and marries a Grusha. You do that's a lav daraisa. And there's potential Malkus. The Ritva, Lokeshtaim. But you know what? The Lokeshtaim requires Baal. It's not that Baal is Lokeshtai, Kiddush Baal. So the Ritva writes, why is not called Hasra Safek? So the Ritva writes something really stunning, and that is Enochinami. That you know what? Rava is of the opinion that Hasra Safek, Shema Hasra. So Rava who holds Kiddush Baal is necessary, and Rava who holds as the Ritva writes, the Ikare is Lokeshtai, that's based on another hidden Kiddush. That a Kohen is about to marry a Grusha, you're going to give the Kohen Hasra. Don't you dare do that. You're going to violate a lav daraisa, which will result in Malkus Ipa. Isn't that called Hasra Safek? So you know what the Ritva writes? Enoch Enami, that's true, but that's exactly Rav's opinion. Hasra Safik really is considered to be Shema Hasra. And you know who disagrees with that? You know who disagrees? Ooh. Rabbi Chanan writes, in the end of Kobetz Aris, Simen Pei. Ooh. That's a lot of work to get up to Simen Pei. Now, Simen Pei Oz Bei, the very end of the Chibur. There, Rabbi Chanan makes a fascinating distinction. You know what Hasra Safik means? There's A and B, A and B, and one is Mutter, one is Asin. One is Mutter, one is Asin. Kotze Tosis and Ksuvis. Dab Tezvav. You know what? We don't know who the father is. I know there's a lav daraisa, makiv of the imos yumas. I don't know who the father is. You know, this woman had two husbands. You know, soon after the second marriage, she gave birth. It's the balishna balsheini. You know what? So this knacker, this kid says, you know what? So I'll smash both of them. No, hikezev achozev hikezev. You know what? So I definitely violated love of maka of imo. Yeah, but that's hasra safek. No, what was the maisa there? A or B, A or B. That's Hasra Safek. Where maybe this is a lav daraisa, where you chayv misa, or maybe this is Heter Gamor. Heter Gamor. But Baal Chanan tries to prove the following. That's true when you have such a dichotomy. And it's the daraisa and Heter Gamor. But I don't know exactly, you know, which is this and which is that. See, even if you did both, that would be Hasra Safek. Masha'in came, if you have a compound Avera, in Avera that has two Chelke Ha'Avera, then that's not called Hasra Safek at all. Against this Ritva, that Rava would allow for the Hasra at the time of the Kedushin, and that is called Hasra Vadai. That's not called Hasra Safek. Hasra Safek means Hikezeh V'Chazeh Hikezeh. No? A person goes ahead and says the following, if I eat A, B is Asa. He goes ahead and eats B. But you know what? This wasn't chal. That could be heter gamor. Oh, if you're mekayim the tnai, it turns out that is this, sir. Those are the examples in the Gemara of Hasra Safek. But if you have a compound isin, so therefore that is not called Hasra Safek. Wow. That's an important chiddush. Or maybe one could suggest the following, like, you ready for this? Whoa. Hasra Safek. Kidesh Ubal, like Tzuadaka. The Isser is Bia. But it's not a Bias Nus, the Isser is a Bia Vishus. So you know what? You cannot give Hasra at the time of Kidesh. Kidesh is not the Isser. A Kidesh is just simply creating the condition of Baal. So you know what I'm going to tell you? The Hasra is the Shas Bias Hasra Vadai. That's Hasra Safek. If you continue with your intent, you know what? You're violating the Surah Daraisa. Wow. So, fascinating possibilities. Maybe the Hasra is B'Shas Kidesh according to Rav, that's Hasra Safek. Maybe the Hasra is B'Shas Kidesh, that's called Hasra Vadai because this is Kidesh Uba, and a compound of Aver is not called Hasra Safek. Or maybe the Hasra, wow, is considered to be Koda Maisavi, where obviously it's considered, oh, what do you mean? You left out the Hasran Kidesh. Maybe, you know what? That the Avera is a Bia of Yishus, and therefore that's considered to be the Hasra. Well, so this is the Rambam Shita, Chavei Lavim, you need Kidesh Oba with the Lundus of Kidesh Oba. He pointed out that of yesterday's Shia, the Rambam has an exception. The beginning of Perk Yud Zayin, of Ochasi Surabiyah, and that is in the case of Amadim L'Kohen Gadol, there the Rambam writes, you don't require Kidesh, because something incredible happens. Now, as a result of Baal, Amadim L'Kohen Gadol, that's called Nivla L'Pasula. Okay, isn't a Grusha L'Kohen also called Nivla L'Pasula? But you know what? A Grusha L'Kohen, Nivla L'Pasula, what Isser does that create? She's Mutali Yisrael, and she was already Yasser to the Kohen. But if you have an Amana the Kohen Gadol, up until this point, she can marry a Kohen Hedya. She's Yasser to a Kohen Gadol. If there's a Maisabia of Amana the Kohen Gadol, that's called Nivla Basla, now she's Asur the Kohen. She's Asur the Kohen Hedya. After all, Al Yidei Habia Nischalala. Whoa. If that really is true, Oh, so that doesn't require Kiddush. That's Nivul Apostle. That doesn't require Kiddush. So the Rambam writes his Kiddush. Wow. That even though Rabbi says Kiddush Shabbat, the Rambam writes, I'm going to include Mamzer to that, against the Ravid, but I'm going to exclude a case of Kohen Gadol Amana, because there, what do you mean? She becomes a Chalala Al Yedebiya, but otherwise she wouldn't. Wow, wow. That's pretty heavy. No? Okay. This is the Rambam Shita regarding Kiddush Shabbat. Okay. Ooh, so now Reb Chaim writes the poem. In order to violate the Isser, you need Kiddush Shabbat. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum, what do you need? Baal? Obviously. If I'm a Yabala, do you need Kiddush? Well, of course, the Pasuk says, L'kachal Isha. Is that just a totsa? Is that a consequence of Yibum? Or is that a condition of Yibum? Can you fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum without Nasas Ki'isha B'chol Davar? Well, if you're going to argue, these are a lot of ifs, no? If you're going to argue, Chavei Lavim requires Kiddush Shabbat. And if you're going to argue, Yibum does not require Ishus, all you require in Yibum is Baal, is there a necessary contradiction between Yibum and Chavei Lavim? The requirement of Yibum is Yivam Yavaleh. The requirements to violate this or Chavei Lavim is Kiddush Shabbat. Well, you know what? If we can navigate that, that means you can fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum without encroaching, without infringing, without violating these Yisurim, Chavei Lavim. So why does the Gemara insist that you have to come out to Esed Ochel Osase? You can navigate a tightrope, okay. You could have Yibum without issues, and you can't have Chavei Lavim without issues. So that should be a path. That should be a path. Oh, so maybe you'll tell me that, well, then obviously you see that Yibum does not just require Baal, Yibum requires Kiddush. A necessary condition of Yibum is Ishus al Yedebiya. Oh, that's a contradiction. Chavei Lavim is Kiddush Shabbat. And Yibum requires Baal the Kiddush. Because as a result of the Ma'is Yibum, Nasas Kisha L'Chadavar, that's a clash, and that requires the resolution of Esed Ochel Osas. And then Reb Chaim writes, but if that really is true, so how does that fit with our Gemara? An Esed Ochel Sheish Bokares. You can have Yavamu Yavala, but you can really have Kiddush. And you're telling me that's an inherent part of Yibum. That should not be an option because there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Ba'arayos, period. Okay. So Reb Chaim just adds a few words. Okay, let's say you're going to navigate that tight path. How do you do this exactly? As a result of Yom HaValeh, Nasi Shechodava. So I'm going to perform Yibum without Nasi Shechodava. And if I can perform Yibum without Nasi Shechodava, I can perform Yibum without encroaching at all on Chavei Lavim. How do you do this exactly? How do you do this? This is all like, you know, in an ethereal sense, if you can fulfill Yibum. Oh, Reb Chaim just adds, you know, a couple of words that, whoa. Yibum, in its root state, does not require Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. It doesn't require Eidim. The Torah tells us, Yivam Yavaleh. Issues. Of course requires Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. Davar Mimamo. Kedushin Samachim HaBeis. Issues requires Eidim. Yibum does not require Eidim. That's what Chaim Reich just says as an assumption. So you know what? If Yibum would occur without Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar, you could have Yivam HaYavaleh without Nasis Yishol Chol Davar. And therefore, there is no clash whatsoever between Yibum and Chavei Lavim, and the Gemara should not have to resort to Esed Ochel Osase, which is very, very limited. Esed Ochel Osase, Tchilas Via. Wow, that's something which is pretty heavy, no? Pretty heavy. that, no doubt, is based on, like, assumptions. Well, one assumption, I think, is clear. Kedushin requires eating. That's a Gemara Mefereshes, no? Kedushin Samachei Mabez. That's clear. Yibum. Does Yibum require... Kedushin Yibum requires eating. Okay? Does Yibum require eating? Or can one possibly split that Yavamo Yavaleha does not require eating, but the effect of Nasas Kishla Chadavar, that's no different than typical Kedusha Bia, that in fact would require. If you really assume that type of split, wow. So that would mean that one could envision fulfillment of the Mitzvah Sibom without a Chalos Ishus. And if that really is true, our Gemara is very good. Maybe Yesid Al-Khalosa say Shesh Vakari should mean Yibum without a Chalos Ishus. Great. But how does that work in terms of Chayv Lavin? So now, like, we have to kind of take steps back. Now, when do we require Eidim? When is there a need for Eidus? Eidus Lekimada. When is that necessary? So when you look in that sugya, Kedushin of Samachei, why did you start to see? There the Gemara points out an incredible difference. The Gemara says the following, right? Mishmei d'Rav. Rav says this. Hamekadesh be'eid echad, or mekadesh be'ino u'be'na, einam u'kudeshes. You know what? You proposed, you know what? But no one was there. You admit, she admits, there's no chalukei deos. No one's denying anything. But you know what? That it wasn't done in the presence of Eidim. So, ein choshishin l'kedush. Ein choshishin l'kedush. Well, kedushim, samachay in the base. Ein choshishin l'kedush. Right? So that's like 10 lines down. You get to a little further, about 30 lines down. The Gemara says the following. You know what? Mar Zutra, the Gemara says, and Rav Abba Saba, they were dividing their nechassim. And they did so without Eidim, without Eidim being present. Chiluk nechassim, does that require Eidim? To argue that, you know what, that lo mekayma milsa ela besade, but there's no keen without Eidim. So the Gemara says, no. When it comes to Kedushin, yes, that's the phrase of the Gemara. Lo mekayme milsa ela besade. Lo mekayme milsa ela besade. Wow. That you cannot establish without Eidim. Lo mekayme milsa. The Eidim are necessary to establish. Eidus lekiyum hadavar. As opposed to dinei mamonos, you're just dividing in a state. You know what the phrase of the Gemara is? Lo ivru sade. Ella l'shakri. The whole purpose of Eidim is to prevent Sheker. If there are no Eidim, I lent you a nice sum of money, but no Eidim were there. You know what? It's very easy for you to deny that Talva ever took place. In fact, as the Gemara discusses, that should be an issur lifnei iver. No? Because, you know what? I'm baiting you. I'm putting you in a situation where you can easily deny. In a fascinating machlokes, based on Kedushin Achlam Abeis, I'll ask you to take a look, see if you can come up with Makoros and Rishonim. Very hard to. But Mefurish Machlokes, the Chazon Ish and Ruchai Moze, does Lifnei Iver require an Aveir? Does Lifnei require an Aveir? Well, that's, you know. I keep on putting a stumbling block in front of this blind person, and you know what? He keeps on walking around it. He doesn't trip. I keep on encouraging someone to violate an Aveira, and you know what? He doesn't budge. He doesn't violate that Aveira. Would you say, you know what the nature of this is? Simas Mirshul. You're not allowed to bait. You're not allowed to go ahead and try to convince a person to do that which is wrong, regardless of whether he takes the bites or he doesn't. No, what do you mean? Or maybe argue, no, that's not really true. You know what? When I encourage him, he does so. Guess what? I have a hand in that event. Because I was the facilitator. I was the enabler. Okay? Without an event, there's no leaf neighbor. Well, So the Gemara says, you know, be very careful. If you lend money to somebody without Eidim, they can deny it, they can lie for their teeth. Is that automatically a neder? Or does it mean, if in fact they end up denying, you know what, you're going to have a hand in that because, you know, you set the person up for doing so. That's a pretty heavy heavy machlokas. No, the nature of, is there no chalos? It's not binding. The chalukas hanachla is not binding because Eidim are not present? Absolutely not. No. So this Gemara in Kedushin Samachay, incredible, no? This daf of Gemara has two different models of Eidus. Eidus lebir hadavar, that's lo ivrasa de el shakre. The whole purpose of Eidim is not that the chalos, the totsah, is dependent on the presence of Eidim. It's just a question of simply bir hadavar. How are you going to enforce priyasachol if no Eidim indeed are present? We're going to divide your Rishon, you're going to walk away and you're going to say, you know what, you know, I have second thoughts. I can just simply deny the whole thing occurred. If it wasn't in the presence of Eidim, that's lo ivris sad el shakri. What about Kedushin? Kedushin, lo mekaima milsa el sad. That's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. No? That's the one daf where the Gemara says there are two different models of Eidus, Eidus libira dover, as opposed to Eidus lekima dover. Wow. There are two different models of shtaros. You know, there's a shtarai and there's a shtarkinyan. Poshubshak, you know what? The chassan is obligated to his kala. Why is that true? Many of the obligations are tznai bez. The chacham insists. And in addition to that, I was at the chassan's dish. There was a kinyan suda. You made a kinyan, obligating yourself to all those conditions. What's the role of the ksuva? What's the role of the ksuva? You know what the answer is? A ksuva is a shtarai. It's a shtarai. You know, if the husband will say, I already fulfilled these obligations, you know what? No. Shtarcha b'yadim aboy. Here's the ksuva. Here's the shtar. Wow. But you know what? I can be kone karka al yedei shtar. I can be kone karka al yedei shtar. You know what that means? The shtar is not just a deed that indicates that the karka is mine. The Mesiras Hashtar is the method of acquisition. You know what that's called? That's called a Shtar Kinyan. A Shtar Mechir is a Shtar Kinyan. And a Ksuv is called a Shtar Raya. That's a kind of pretty important. And guess what? When it comes to a Shtar Kinyan, there are three different examples of a Shtar Kinyan of Issur V'Heter. You can have two different types of Shtar Kinyan. A shtar kinyan of mamon, and a shtar kinyan of issur v'heter. A shtar kinyan of mamon is, I purchased your field, al yedei shtar. You know what a shtar kinyan of issur v'heter is? A shtar kedushin, a get, and a shtar shichur. Those are three models in the Torah of A, a shtar kinyan, B, a shtar kinyan of issur v'heter. And you know what? Ooh, the Rabban, getting that favor. We only require lishma, where does the pasuk mention lishma? In a get, no? You know what that means? You only require lishma, A, in a shtar kinyan, B, a issur v'heter. So only three shtaros require lishma. No? A get, a shtar kedushin, and a shtar shichur. You want to go ahead and purchase somebody's karka? That's a shtar kinyan. You don't need lishma. A ksuva? It's a shtaraya. You don't need lishma. What? There are two different worlds of shtaros. There's a shtar kinyan, and there's a shtaraya. There are two different types of eidim. There's Eidus lekima davar, where the chalos is created al yedei eidim, as opposed to ivrisad el shakre, where the role of the eidim is just libira davar. Just like that shtar, it's just libira, the chalos is there. It's just a question of how do you prove, how do you enforce, how do you collect. That's something which is very, very important. Very, very important. Well, Tosus has 2 days in Sanhedrin about this. At what point do you become an Eid? When do you become an Eid? When do you become an Eid? You know, typically speaking, if you're an Eid, you know, there are two windows. One window is Re'iyah. Well, obviously, your Eid means that you saw. That you saw. And you know what? Now you go to Bezin and testify. Oh, there's Re'iyah and there's Haggadah. There's Re'i and there's Haggadah. Atosus, Naptesa, and Aleph. Ooh, Al Pidin, when do you become an Eid? Do you become an Eid B'Shas Re'iyah? That's the view of the Rashbam, Rabbi Shmuel. And the view of the Re'iyah is that, no, you become an Eid when you're made, when you're made. And Toso says, two nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one, we have a principle of nimsa echad o paro, karov, nimsa echad karov o paso, yusam b'teila. If you're part of a group, and one is paso, one is karov, guess what? The whole kat is lost. That already impinges on the integrity of the entire unit. What exactly does that mean? It means that we as a group saw something together? Or we as a group attempted to testify together? Well, that sounds huge. Is Nimtze Echad Karo Paso based on Re'ir, or is it based on Haganah? Wow, it also says, well, it depends when you become an A. Depends when you become an A. And that's pretty heavy. Then Tosa says, not enough, give me. We have a principle of Ein Eid Nasadayim. Ein Eid Nasadayim. So what exactly does that mean? If I saw, I cannot be a Dayan? It's a question of impartiality. If I saw, I can't be a Dayan? Or does it mean you can't wear two hats? You can't be the Eid who testifies and be the Dayan who renders the psak? No. Is there a psul of Ein Eid Nasadayim? If all you did was see, but you know what? You were not made. Well, that's a really, really heavy, heavy issue. So, just as an example, there's a very important Ritva, Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel, where the Ritva writes the following. You know what? This whole issue about whether you become an Eid B'Shas Re'ir B'Shas Haggadah, this is only true, the Ritva writes, when it comes to Eidus L'Bir Hadam. Eidus L'Bir Hadam. You know what? What does the Bir Hadam mean? I see, and I'm able to testify. Okay, that's my job description. What about Eidus L'Kim Hadam? Eidus L'Kim Hadam. You're asked to be an Eid Kedushin Rechasna. What is your role? Haggadah? What Haggadah? All of a sudden, the Kala denies she ever got married? So Bezin is going to say, weren't you an aide at the wedding? Maybe. That's what you're being asked to do. Your role, the Ritva writes, is Re'i and Re'i alone. Re'i and Re'i alone. The job description of Eidus L'Kim Hadam is Re'i. It's not Haggadah. It's Re'i. And therefore, the Ritva writes, as we'll study in Kiddush, that everyone should agree then that based on Re'i alone, for Eidus L'Kim Hadam, we apply the principle of Nimse Echad, Karva Posse Gusim Batema. Wow. So imagine you go to a wedding and the chassan is putting the ring on the kala's finger, and you know what? The father-in-law is watching, and the father's watching, and the mother's watching, and the mother-in-law's watching. We discussed, remember that time that the sivas, or maybe for women, we don't assume they're not part of the kat. Okay, good. But the father is there, the father-in-law is there. You know what? How do you solve that problem? Right? That's a real problem. So that's the Ritva says. You know what the solution is? Yichud ha'edim. That's the Ritva that you see. Kam nirchasimus. Now, they'll appoint. These are the Eidei Kedushin to the exclusion of all others. Oh, the Ksos and Siman Lamed Vav. Because Eidus L'Kim Hadavar, the Re'i is Mekayimus Hadavar. Not Haggadah. And that's a very, very fundamental difference. That's just an illustration of something critically important, that there are two worlds of Eidus. And now, the question is as follows. When do you require Eidus L'Kim Hadam? Well, I know Kedushin of Samachay. Kedushin requires Eidus L'Kim Hadam. Okay, good. I'm there. What about Yibum? As a result of Yibum, Nasas Kishu B'Chadavar. Does Yibum require Eidus L'Kim Hadam? And you know what? There's no Gemara you can point to exactly that's going to say yes or no. But this is a very fundamental machlokas for Shonim. Yibum, in and of itself, is there any need for Eidus L'Kim Hadam? Because that's Reb Chaim's suggestion that you saw. You know what? To fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum, perhaps Eidim are not necessary at all. For the element of Yibum that results in Nasi Kul Davar, that does require Eidus L'Kim Hadam. And if that would not be an inherent part of Yibum, there would be no contradiction between Yibum and Ishus and Chagilav. Wow, so this is what we're gonna have to address. Okay, so next year. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow night. We'll do some Yivamos. Okay, so bring your Gemaras with you and the Shir Neidus Lekim and Dovah. Okay, this is a powerful Makar. So, Hashem will take it.